From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elisa Blyle. The Senate is set to take a closer look at a proposed $66 billion merger between Monsanto, an American seed and weed killer company, and Bayer, a German medicine and farm chemical maker. Last week, Monsanto accepted an offer from Bayer after months of negotiations. The Senate panel will hear from these two companies, among others, at a Tuesday hearing on consolidation and competition in the U.S. seed and agrochemical industry. Currently, there are six U.S. and European companies that dominate the agrochemical market. Combining two of them would create a global agricultural and chemical giant with a wide array of products. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley of Iowa says he is concerned that this could hurt American farmers who are already worried about rising costs. An initiative to reinstate campaign contribution limits has cleared its final legal hurdle to appear on Missouri's November ballot. The proposal would limit contributions to candidates to $2,600 per election and cap donations to political parties at $25,000. The state Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge of the proposed constitutional amendment yesterday. Missouri's previous campaign contribution limits were repealed in 2008. Since then, some donors have routinely given five- and six-figure checks. The Supreme Court also upheld last week's appeals court decision, which said opponents must wait until after the election to raise claims that the measure violates free speech and association rights. I'm Elisa Blyle, KBIA News, Columbia. A proposed constitutional amendment to raise Missouri's cigarette tax and use the proceeds to fund early childhood education programs will stay on the November ballot. The Missouri Supreme Court today ruled unanimously that there was no requirement to invalidate petition signatures just because the ballot title was later changed. Attorney Jane Duker argued for Amendment 3 before the high court.
We're 38 in the country on funding early childhood, and that is the wrong way for Missouri. And everyone agrees that our kids are our future, and we have to start investing in them now.
The Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association blasted the ruling, calling it a scheme by Big Tobacco to raise the state's cigarette tax by more than 700%. The group's president, Ron Leone, is calling on Missourians to vote against the measure in November. Supporters of a proposal to allow medical marijuana in Missouri say thousands of signed petitions to get the measure on the ballot were wrongly tossed out. A lawyer for the group New Approach Missouri told a circuit judge yesterday that enough registered voters signed a petition to get the measure on the November ballot. Secretary of State Jason Kander's office says the proposal fell about 2,200 signatures short of what was needed. But New Approach Missouri's attorney, Loretta Haggard, says hundreds of signed petitions were thrown out because signatures didn't match voter records or voters were incorrectly counted as not registered. She says some of those signatures should count. I'm Elisa Blyle, KBIA News, Columbia.